In 1966, Robert Kennedy said, "Like it or not, we live in interesting times." This statement is as true today as it was then. But interesting times create interesting opportunities. And so I ask all of you, lawyers and judges alike, take a fresh look at these opportunities and make Missouri's courts better for everyone. Our courts now handle more than 2.5 million cases each year, and they touch every aspect of human endeavor. And all the basic issues themselves may not have changed over time. Many of us can think back how much the practice of law has changed. For example, the kinds of evidence and the manner in which cases are handled are all drastically different. Even the view of the justice system has changed. Now, the public expects both lawyers and judges to be problem solvers. We've been working with some of you on these issues, as many of you have joined our various committees. For example, Judge George Draper is leading a group to reduce language barriers. Our newest member, Judge Paul Wilson, works with the committee developing methods of providing greater access to family courts, as well as the Court Technology Committee. Judge Rick Titelman continues his steadfast passion for legal assistance to those less advantaged. And Judge Laura Stith is working with the court and the bar's Joint Commission on Women in the Profession to help the legal profession as a whole take meaningful steps toward eliminating bias and ensuring full and equal participation of women. We can improve if we know what Missourians need. And this is why we're implementing a program of customer surveys. We're visiting courthouses and asking people who use our courts, litigants, witnesses, jurors, lawyers, social workers, and others, how the courts can provide better services. You may have heard of that television program, Undercover Boss. Well, last month I visited two county courthouses as the undercover judge. Dressed in a t-shirt and capris, I had the opportunity to talk with all types of visitors to our courts. It had been almost 20 years since I spent a full day in a trial court. And talking with so many people brought back memories of my practice in Northeast Missouri. As I sat shoulder to shoulder with people in the hallways, I could feel their anxiety, their worry, and their apprehension as they waited their turn to appear in front of the judge. For most part, it was the first time for many in a courtroom, and they did not know what to expect. And many did not have lawyers to help them navigate this unfamiliar turf. The reasons that bring people to our courts are as varied as the people themselves. And all too often, a trip to the courthouse is a result of an unhappy event or an unmanageable problem. Conversation that I had with a nice elderly couple drove this point home for me. They were there to do something they imagined they never would ever have to do. Distraught and not knowing where else to go, they were there to have their adult son declared incapacitated. And although as sad as some of these cases were, I was also reminded that courts are problem-solving agents and do bring happiness to some. In fact, when I told one lady that I knew the courthouse was not always a place of happiness, she remarked, "I like this place. It's where I got my divorce last week." It's not only important that we listen to people, but we also need to be careful about not using too much legalese. For example, I asked one woman if she was a party to the litigation, and she remarked, "Well, I don't know about you, but it ain't no party in there." As I was talking with these folks in the courthouses, I told them this is just not one of those other surveys where nothing happens. We're going to use the information that we gathered in Osage County and St. Louis County and in other counties in which we're conducting surveys over the next few years to see what we're doing well and what we can improve. This is part of our ongoing effort to continue to make Missouri's courts better for everyone. One such improvement that has been very successful has been the identification of areas in which the court's traditional one-size-fits-all approach has given way to a broader problem-solving approach. The need for a particular problem-solving court has always been driven by the creative ideas in local courts. The transition started with the development of family courts, and then the first drug court division was established in Jackson County. Now we have specialized dockets for people dealing with DWIs, mental health issues, and non-support issues. We also have dockets addressing the special needs of our veterans, the newest of which was established July 31st right here in Boone County. Each of these specialized court dockets reflects a conscious decision to focus on the person rather than just the legal problem, and with the goal of bringing permanent positive change to individual lives. I am proud to say that Missouri now has more than 13,150 treatment court graduates. They have had their self-esteem restored, and they have become productive members of society and of their families. And just as important, every one of the thousands of lives that has been changed by Missouri's treatment courts is a lifetime of crime and incarceration that has been avoided. When treatment courts work, and we know they do, everyone wins. Another specialty court, which I'm personally involved in, is truancy court. So many of our other specialty courts focus on individuals after problems have manifested themselves. But truancy courts focus on intervention for youngsters when trouble signs first arise. Wearing my robe, I volunteer every Thursday morning at a middle school, not only to help my kids learn about the importance of regular school attendance, but also to help them realize that they are captains of their own ships, and that they can steer away from any course that might otherwise lead them toward criminal activity. I hope more of you, judges and lawyers alike, consider developing this important specialty court in your local schools. In addition to specialty courts, we also have developed specialty judges. And my colleague, Judge Zelle Fisher, has been active in developing the A-STAR judges, who voluntarily take intensive educational courses to become more familiar with science and technology issues that might arise in cases. So if you have such a case, let the circuit court know that you'd like to have an A-STAR judge assigned. We're also exploring the possibility of creating specialized dockets or judicial assignments for cases involving complex issues, so that if all the parties agree, judges with specialized training will be assigned to the case regardless of where it is filed. We're only beginning to develop this idea, and we welcome your thoughts about how such a program can best help your clients' needs. At the end of the day, all of these and many, many more expressions are expressions of our common commitment to make Missouri's courts better for everyone. These developments also reflect society's changing expectations of the role of courts. Today, people expect immediate access to everything. You too have come to expect to communicate with the courts with that same immediacy. And as you know, adapting to technology has been a long process for the courts. Since we began in 1994, our progress has been limited by the availability of funding and other resources. CaseNet has been statewide since the spring of 2008, and we began implementing e-filing just 2 years ago. Today, the Missouri e-filing system is being used in every appellate court and 16 trial courts. We plan to add 12 more counties to the e-filing system later this year and 30 additional counties next year. I'm really proud of this system, and you should be too. Like CaseNet, our e-filing system is unique to Missouri and is being built entirely in-house by our technology staff at our fine state courts administrator's office. But you are the primary users of that system, and we depend upon you for your comments and suggestions. If you've not already done so, I urge you to register for the Missouri e-filing system. Even if you practice predominantly in an area not yet using e-filing, if you're registered, Secured CaseNet will let you see non-confidential documents in cases throughout the state. It's free, and you'll soon wonder how you ever got along without it. You can learn more about our CaseNet system by visiting Missouri Courts at our booth in the exhibition area. As important as e-filing is to lawyers and judges, it can also be an important means of increasing public access to the courts as well. And that's why I am so excited today to announce a new feature of our e-filing system, and that is a step in that direction. Currently, the public only can see electronic case documents by using the public access terminal at the court in which those documents were filed. But we anticipate by the end of next month, anyone will be able to come into any courthouse and use that terminal and see any public case document in the Missouri e-filing system. Increasing public access to and understanding of the courts is essential to the long-term success of our judicial system. Unfortunately, research tells us that the public largely misunderstands what we do, and we have no one to blame but ourselves. For who is in a better position to teach people than we lawyers and judges who live in this justice system every day? Our government can never function properly if the people by whom and for whom it exists do not understand how our three branches of government check and balance each other. Thomas Jefferson agreed when he said, "An educated citizenry is a vital requisite for the survival of free people." It is sad that more people are able to name three of the Kardashian sisters than the three branches of government. And they might be able to recount the details of Duck Dynasty, but they have no understanding of how judges decide cases. Perhaps reality is not as entertaining as reality television. But we should not be discouraged. Instead, we must rise to the challenge to find better ways to help people understand that the judicial system exists to protect their rights and to give them a safe, civil environment in which to resolve their most pressing disputes. I know how much work the lawyers in the state have put into civic education over the years under the strong leadership of Millie Albert at the Missouri Bar. But we judges need to step up to the plate as well. And so my colleagues and I at the Supreme Court are doing what we can to help judges make a difference. Under the enthusiastic guidance of Judge Patty Breckenridge, our civic education program is going strong. We now have about 100 people, probably many of you here in this room, advancing the judiciary's civic education efforts. And like the efforts of the bar, the committee's intent is to provide easy-to-use presentations and supporting materials to help judges deliver effective programs about courts to groups ranging from school children to adults. If this sounds like a massive effort, it is. But it must be if we are to succeed in educating Missourians about their justice system. Finally, even though we must extend our education efforts, I do believe Missourians trust their courts and have confidence in the strong decisions we make. That trust, however, cannot be taken for granted, and it must be protected by every person in this room and every person in this profession. To honor the people who need us the most, we must continue to ensure that our justice system includes judges in whom the public has confidence, judges who will decide cases impartially based solely on the facts and the law, and judges who are not driven by money or politics. As my former colleague Ray Price said, the only agenda that should drive judges is a commitment to the rule of law. We must focus on justice first and justice for all if we are to make Missouri's courts better for everyone. As Robert Kennedy said, these are interesting times, and every one of us has an obligation to safeguard and enhance the public's trust. This obligation is so important that it is embedded in both of our codes of conduct. And so, during this next year, starting with your friends and families and local organizations, I challenge each one of you to teach them to appreciate the importance of courts in their lives and our democracy. And at the same time, we must listen to them about how we can make things better. For we are but temporary guardians of this system, and we must ensure that its legacy continues. Together, we can make Missouri's courts better for everyone.